Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Already in the third hour. Continuing with the news from around the world, the continuing developments with the Iran crisis. And, of course, your calls are coming up after I cover some more of the news. At the end of the last hour, we're getting into how these latest Abu Ghraib photos being released. Total psyop, totally staged. That's just right out in the open. And there's a lot of new developments on the Cheney situation. Later, if I have time, I'm going to air a couple different audio clips. One of them's from The Daily Show. We really shouldn't even make a joke out of all of this, but it's just too good to pass up. And then I want to get into 325,000 names on terrorism list. Weldon Abel Danger ID'd 911 ringleader 13 times. Muhammad Atta was protected by the U.S. government. Chertoff, head of Homeland Security, jokes about controlling the weather. That's the Associated Press and MSNBC. And a lot more that is coming up in this hour. Right now, let me just get into this particular story. And this is out of the Associated Press. Britain has a new weapon against loitering youths, sonic teenager deterrent. Shopkeepers in central England have been trying out a new device that emits an uncomfortable, high-pitched noise designed to disperse young loiterers outside their stores without bothering adults. Police carried out the pilot project in Staffordshire, say some of those who have tested the sonic teenager deterrent, nicknamed Mosquito, have talked of buying one of them for their own. The device, which costs £622, the very same device is sold for $200 here in the U.S., doesn't cause any pain to the hearer, according to Inspector Amata Davies, quoted by Britain's Domestic Press Association news agency. The noise can normally only be heard by those between 12 and 22, and it makes the listener feel uncomfortable. Yeah, nauseous. She said, once in their early 20s, people lose their capacity to hear sounds. Oh, yeah, my grandmother hasn't. And such a high pitch. It is controlled by the shopkeepers. If they see through the window, there is a problem. They turn the device on for a few minutes until the group is dispersed, Davies said. Shop owners have reported fabulous results. And we've been approached by some who are considering buying their own equipment. So this is all part of the mass conditioning. Similar devices that are in ultra-low frequency range are sold as the nausea maker and the super nausea maker. And they're sold by Shomertech. We did an article about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago on this. It's on Infowars.com. Just do a Google search for sonic nausea maker, Infowars.com. It should come up in a search engine. You can read all about it and see photos of it. One of my friends bought one. We did a TV show. We got to put that on the web. Where it turned it on, it made everybody nauseous. And it makes adults nauseous, too. And they brag in the law enforcement magazine catalog that they use these to go disrupt political functions. The police do. They say how wonderful it is. They go around and turn these on and leave, and they're smaller than a bread box. It makes the speaker and the crowd sick. And they brag about how it's really great to use these at jails. You want to torture somebody in a jail, you just go put it down at the end of the hall and then leave, and they all get nauseous, and it's horrible, and but everything's fine. It's all part of the torture. And this is just here to condition everybody that this is a great thing. So you can read about that. They gave me this story. It's one I didn't come across this morning. I don't know if we posted this. I'll go make sure that one of our webmasters posted this on Infowars.com. Or prisonplanet.com. I also have my instant messenger up. I don't respond to instant messages you send me, folks, but I do read them, and we've got some questions and comments there on my Yahoo instant messenger. So we'll go through some of those, too, after we get into the other news. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and a ton of other information is coming up, and, of course, as promised, more of your phone calls in the 55 minutes we have left in this live Wednesday, the 15th day of February, 2006 edition. Remember, there is a war on for your mind, so wake up and become aware of the propaganda and what the ruling elite are doing. That's our goal, is to simply get you to wake up. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Names on terrorism list. The National Counterterrorism Center maintains a central repository of 325,000 names of international terrorism suspects or people who allegedly aid them. And if you're on a no-fly list, folks, you're most of the time in this database. A number that has more than quadrupled since the fall of 2003, according to counterterrorism officials. Now they have a criminal list as well, and over 500,000 are in that. And then if a check-cashing place cashes your check, they can be indicted as terrorists, even though you haven't been convicted and you haven't done anything wrong. Your name is on that list, especially if you have a common name, like John Smith. So actually, it's a no-buy or no-sell list, and it's just expanding. And it's enemies of the globalists. It's an enemies list. It's totally criminal. The list kept by the National Counterterrorism Center, created in 2004 to be the primary U.S. terrorism intelligence agency, headed up by Negroponte, contains a far greater number of international terrorism suspects and associated names in a single government database than had previously been disclosed. Because the same person may appear under different spellings or aliases, the true number of people is estimated to be more than 200,000, according to the NCTC official said. Officials, not servants, officials. And it says U.S. citizens make up only a very, very small fraction of that number, said an administration official, who always lie, who spoke on condition of anonymity because of its agency's policies. The vast majority are non-U.S. persons and do not live in the U.S., he added. An NCTC official refused to say how many are on the list, but together from reports supplied by the CIA, FBI, National Security Agency, and other agencies, admit that many are U.S. citizens. And it goes on to say the NSA is a key provider of information on the NCTC database, although officials refuse to say how many names are on the list. Are linked to the agency's controversial domestic eavesdropping effort, or the terrorism surveillance system. Okay, now, the head of the Green Party, no criminal record, well, 54-year-old woman we interviewed a few years ago, the head of the Green Party in Maine, wanted to fly to Minneapolis-St. Paul for the Green Party convention back, what, mid-2004. And she was just told, you're on the terror database. And she went and complained and wrote letters to Congress, and they said, well, you've been protesting, so you've been put on the list. See, then the message is, don't protest or you're going to be put on a list. And there have been countless others. You've heard about 4-year-olds on the no-fly list. Six-month-olds on the... And they said, well, your name matches that of a criminal. It's criminals and terrorists now. And so, sorry, you just can't fly. Well, we don't care if it's obviously not you. Rules is rules. And I'm saying ain't and is on purpose, folks. It's a joke. I get emails. Alex, you really show you're uneducated and stupid. You say ain't and is. It's a joke, folks. So, we can all, I guess, just shut up and give in to whatever they want to do, or they'll put us on a list, and then we can't travel. And now they're going to have the TSA. They've changed the name of it, and they got the Viper teams on the streets from Dallas, Texas, to Ohio, just all over the country, and just federal police marching around with local police under their command, randomly searching people, and then cities are joining suit, like Miami. We're just going to randomly stop people and randomly go in malls and randomly shake everyone down to see if they're terrorists, randomly. So you can see where all of this is going. The Nazi state right out in the open. All right, I want to air this longer piece from the Jon Stewart's program. And I do thank God that the truth is coming out about this. Stewart sarcastically does, which I don't particularly like. But the show, I mean, it is funny, and it does point out some of the hypocrisy. And so we're airing it to analyze it and comment on it. So we're going to play this, then I'm going to get into the really big news, and we'll take your calls. Weldon, Able Danger, ID'd 911 ringleader 13 times. We already knew this, but now it's in the Associated Press. It's in a bunch of other publications that the government kept, you know, good parts of the government that aren't in control kept saying, let's bust him, he's a terrorist. They said, no. 13 times before 9/11 because he was a government agent. So that's coming up. But let's go ahead and roll this Daily Show piece talking about what happened with Cheney shooting his hunting buddy. Here it is.
Welcome to the show. Astronaut Mike Mullane will be our guest. Man, do you ever have a weekend and you think to yourself, I'm just sad. Nothing fun ever happens anymore. Nothing really gets my blood going and gets me excited to be alive again. Well, if you had one of those weekends, look at him, listen.
Vice President Dick Cheney has accidentally shot and injured a friend with whom he was hunting.
Birdshot fired from the vice president's weapon apparently wounded a fellow hunter.
Yes, as you just heard, near tragedy over the weekend in South Texas. Vice President Dick Cheney accidentally shot a man during a quail hunt at a political supporter's ranch, making 78-year-old Harry Whittington the first person shot by a sitting VP since Alexander Hamilton. Hamilton! Alexander Hamilton, of course, was shot in a duel with Aaron Burr over issues of honor, integrity, and political maneuvering. Whittington was mistaken for a bird. The other player in the drama, ranch owner and eyewitness Catherine Armstrong.
We were shooting a covey of quail. The vice president and two others got out of the car to walk up the covey.
What kind of hunting story begins with getting out of your car? As I sighted the great beast before us, my hand was shaking. I could barely engage the parking brake. Slowly, I turned off the AC and silenced my subwoofers. And then, a tragedy.
A bird flushed. The vice president took aim at the bird and shot. And unfortunately, Mr. Whittington was in the line of fire and got peppered pretty well.
Yes, there you have it. Harry Whittington seasoned to within an inch of his life. Peppering is what you do to a Caesar salad. He shot that dude. Whittington was rushed to the hospital where he received a very special visitor.
Vice President Cheney came by earlier this afternoon to meet with the patient for a brief period of time.
How minimally thoughtful.
How are you? I peppered you pretty good there, didn't I?
Now, this story certainly has its humorous aspects. Easy to make fun of an incident such as this. Very easy.
Unbelievably easy.
The kind of easy that makes you want to return your check. But it also raises a serious issue. You see, I'm not just Jon Stewart, host of The Daily Show with, you know, me. I'm also a concerned parent. So moms and dads, if you're watching right now, I can't emphasize this enough. Don't let your kids go hunting with the vice president. I don't care what kind of lucrative contracts they're trying to land or energy regulations they're trying to get lifted. He'll shoot them in the face. But for more on the story, let's go out to correspondent Ed Helms, who is live in Corpus Christi, Texas. Ed, thank you.
Wow, John, I'm here at the hospital where Austin lawyer and Republican fundraiser Harry Whittington is in stable condition after being shot by Vice President Dick Cheney during a weekend quail hunting expedition. Doctors say he's recovering quickly after being shot in the face by the vice president. I'll be here all day with continuous coverage of how Vice President Dick Cheney shot a 78-year-old man in the face after he mistook him for a small bird.
Ed, this Armstrong Ranch, what kind of facility is this?
It's a private hunting ranch where the hunter drives up to the pen-raised birds. The hunter then gets out of his car, aims his 28-gauge shotguns at slow-moving birds 3 feet away, and then the hunt is on.
Now, Ed, why would the vice president or hunters shoot at a facility with birds that have been raised in captivity and then just released to be killed?
Well, as you know, the vice president has a big entourage, Secret Service, and a full hospital detail, including 5 paramedics, 3 cardiologists, 2 defibrillators, an iron lung, the cast of ER, and that metal egg Darth Vader sleeps in. It's a group that makes a lot of noise that could scare off your average quail. So they hunt pen-raised, witless quail with no wings in order to...
All right. Hit pause.
The playing field.
There's a minute or two left when we get back, and I'll get into the really serious news. But you laughed at it, but really, you know, it's wrong of them to totally make a big joke out of it. Though the comedians are, they are comedians, what do you expect? But, you know, I'm not thankful that this happened to God because you got to feel sorry for Mr. Whittington. But when we get back, it really gets ridiculous. They tie it into WMDs, so you don't want to miss it. There's some other clips, too. Stay with us, folks. It's Real Talk Radio. I'm Alex Jones. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Vice President has a big entourage. Secret Service, and a full hospital detail, including 5 paramedics, 3 cardiologists, 2 defibrillators, an iron lung, the cast of ER, and that metal egg Darth Vader sleeps in. It's a group that makes a lot of noise that could scare off your average quail. So they hunt pen-raised, witless quail with no wings in order to, you know, level the playing field.
And how did this accident happen?
Well, I'm sure a sedentary, indoorsman, liberal, elite Jewbag like yourself wouldn't understand. But it's actually a very common mishap. Here's how it happens.
They show the video game duck hunt.
Did you see where I put my thermos?
Damn, so he's pretty stupid.
It's really quite... I'm sorry. Hold on a second, John. John, I'm being told Whittington's condition has now been upgraded from stable to stable but still shot in the face by the vice president. It's good news, really. For now, I'm Ed Helms, reporting from outside Christus Spohn Hospital in Corpus Christi, Texas, where this weekend a 78-year-old man was shot in the face by the Vice President of the United States of America. John?
Thank you very much. Ed Helms, everybody. Interesting story. I'm joined now by our own Vice Presidential Firearms Mishap Analyst, Rob Corddry. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Obviously, Rob, a very unfortunate situation. How is the Vice President handling it?
John, tonight the Vice President is standing by his decision to shoot Harry Whittington. Now, according to the best intelligence available, there were quail hidden in the brush. Everyone believed at the time there were quail in the brush. And while the quail turned out to be a 78-year-old man, even knowing that today, Mr. Cheney insists he still would have shot Mr. Whittington in the face. John... He believes the world is a better place for his spreading buckshot throughout the entire region of Mr. Whittington's face.
Well, Rob, why, if he had known that Mr. Whittington was not a bird, if he had that information, Rob, why would the Vice President still have shot him in the face?
John, good question. In a post-9/11 world, the American people... The American people expect their leaders to be decisive. To not have shot his friend in the face would have sent a message to the quail that America is weak.
Well, that is, I have to say, to my ears, that is horrible that he would still do that.
Look, John, the mere fact that we're even talking about how the Vice President drives up with his rich friends in cars to shoot farm-raised wingless quail tards is letting the quail know how we're hunting them. Sure, right now, those birds are laughing at us in that little covey of theirs.
Well, Rob, I'm not sure birds can laugh.
Well, but... whatever they do, John, coo. They're cooing at us right now. Because here we are, talking openly about our plans to hunt them. Jig's up, John. Quail's one, America zero. Happy?
On a purely human level, is the Vice President at least sorry?
John, what difference does it make? The bullets are already in the man's face. Let's move forward across party lines as a people to get him some sort of mask. Hindsight is 20/20, John, as was, ironically, the shotgun the Vice President used to shoot his friend, a 78-year-old man, in what can only be described as his face.
All right, folks.
Thank you, everybody.
But really, making a joke out of it in the final equation, this is very, very serious. Because now we know he was shot in the heart, penetration of 4 to 5 inches. We know he was shot up close. We know it's impossible. Their official story is a complete fraud. The pattern of the BBs shows it was 10 to 15 feet maximum. And they kept the police out. It's just another example of the criminality, the above-the-law behavior. All right, we'll come back, tell you about protecting the supposed lead hijacker, and take your calls. We got 30 minutes left. Keep it locked in. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
News stories, and we'll go to Myron Allen, Charles Wolfgang, many others that are holding toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Here is the Associated Press article, Weldon, Able Danger, ID'd 911 ringleader. Pre-September 11th intelligence conducted by secret military unit identified terrorist ringleader Muhammad Atta 13 different times, a congressman said Tuesday. But their spin is this shows how great the spying is. No, he came in that he was a terrorist, and they kept telling the FBI and CIA and Defense Intelligence, and that's what the colonel said, in Army Intelligence, to back off and to shut up and leave him alone, and Bush signed W199I, ordering these agencies to back off under penalty of arrest under national security. Then that's been public since 9-11. We've covered it. People never can seem to figure that out. It's been all over the BBC, been in the Associated Press over here, but never on the nightly news. So it's a secret. People haven't heard about it, so it doesn't exist. During a Capitol Hill news conference, Representative Kurt Weldon, Republican Pennsylvania, said the unit codenamed Able Danger also identified a problem in Yemen 2 weeks before the attack on the USS Cole. It knew the problem was tied into the port of Aden and involved a U.S. platform, but the U.S. commander was not made aware of it, Weldon said. The suicide bombing of the Cole killed 17. So they kind of get you to focus on that when that's a previous situation. U.S. let slip 911 hijacker 13 times. The secret Pentagon unit had Muhammad Atta, the 911 ringleader, in its crosshairs 13 times before the 2001 attacks, a U.S. congressman has claimed. And it goes on, the unit used data mining to investigate the Al-Qaeda network, you mean the government network, staging as terrorists were part of major drills. Weldon said 13 times we had hits in the data still available that we were told was destroyed. Now, the government told Sybil Edmonds and a bunch of other people they hired to go expunge that data, and she and others have refused. And the data showed, quote, a large government crime syndicate involved in trafficking of weapons and terrorists. And she was told to shut up. Showed the government involved. That's what it showed, the government. And then we have these very hijackers living with FBI informants, having FBI credit cards, CIA payroll, being trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station by the Air Force and Navy trainers. We have them out at the Defense Language School in Monterey, California. That was in major papers, but then shut down. We have the U.S. embassy heads being told to let them back in the country, even though they came up on terror watch list. And the heads of the embassies were told, we've interviewed them on air, and they were told, it's been in the big Canadian papers as well, but not really in U.S. papers, they were told they're part of a government training op. These are government agents. Terrorist is their cover. Oh, my goodness. But Weldon says, see how great all the spying is. It picked it up, but not soon enough. No, it picked it up, and then they were ordered to back off. We know that. But see, this is back in the news because Weldon, vice chairman of the House Armed Services and Homeland Security Committee, is now trying to claim this is why spying is good. You got to love them. They take evil stuff they've done and then paint it up different, put perfume on a pig and tell you how great it is. Weldon said he now had proof that there had been several attempts to transfer the information to the FBI, but they were blocked by lawyers for the administration of George Bush. He said, we have information that will be testified to under oath, and there were attempts to transfer information to the FBI on at least three occasions, and on all three of those occasions in September of 2000, lawyers in the administration denied those meetings from taking place. There's a bunch of others. We've had these FBI guys on and their lawyers on. Let's take some calls, and I'll get into Chertoff talking about weather control. Yes, mainstream news, I'm not kidding. MSNBC and Associated Press. Let's go ahead and talk to Myron in South Dakota, a real trooper. Thank you, Myron, for holding her on the air.
Yes, I was going to tell you my nephew has a pheasant hunting lodge, and he has a 28-gauge, but you've already covered all that, and that's basically what he told me also. That is correct. But there's a couple...
Well, specifically, what did he tell you?
About basically the same thing. At 90 feet, it wouldn't do that damage at all. They thought maybe 40 feet or something less, or that area.
40's half.
Yeah, half. Maybe half or less. But he didn't.
Well, I mean, I've been out there with a high-powered 12-gauge with a long barrel, and I've shot quail, not wingless quail. That was a joke in the show, but they are cage-raised in that area of South Texas because the fire ants wiped them all out. So there's been a state program to reintroduce them. The birds are wild after release, so that was another problem with the piece is they actually made that up. But, yeah, you don't normally drive around to each spot to shoot them. You drive to a point, get out, and then walk. But bottom line, the pattern would be about 6 feet at 90 feet. That's how wide the pattern would be. The pattern was about a foot or a little more than a foot
right
when it hit this individual. And it went into the heart, which is just absolutely ridiculous.
There's a couple other things before you have to go. Fox News is going to be interviewing Cheney, which is going to be a real hard-hitting interview, I'm sure. Last night at Oberman, they had a former attorney general from Texas on. He was musing why they took the victim of the shooting to a small town hospital, which was farther away than the Corpus Christi Hospital, and also that the farmer's wife, the rancher's wife, she's the one who reported it. Maybe they weren't even planning on reporting it, but I thought.
Well, yeah, until they realized how serious it was.
Right.
This is what happened. And even Ari Fleischer, former press secretary, is going public. Even George Bush Sr.'s press secretary is going public saying it's horrible. This is a clear criminal cover-up from the American people for 22 hours, from the president for 3 hours, from the police for 12 hours. They wouldn't let the police in for 12 hours.
Right.
All of this is criminal. And then now we know he wasn't shot at 30 yards, 90 feet. We know... Not just from, again, how deep the pellets went in, but from the pattern. And we have the Texas Parks and Wildlife Incident Report that they interviewed the hospital on. maximum of 14 inches. Looks really about like a foot. We're having to go off the little report. It's like a little, kind of like a coroner's report where it shows the human body and where the pellets are. And that's up on Infowars.com right now, or it's at smokinggun.com as well. And again, folks, that's really what the website's called. It's not for this case. It's where they post all the criminal indictments or cases that are going on. And so yes, there is a huge cover-up. And yes, they took him to a hospital further away, and within minutes of doing an X-ray, they would have known he had deep wounds. Listen, people get shot a lot of times in the chest with 357 magnums, and if it's any way at an angle, it will deflect and go through the shoulder and blow out the back. I mean, the center of mass is hard to get into that meat. That's tough meat. I mean, this was up close.
Hey, Alec?
Yes.
There was a hearing they had yesterday on the whistleblowers. This is on Congressman Shea's committee, and there was Kucinich. And one of the whistleblowers was named Tice. He's the one who helped blow the NSA story to the New York Times. And he couldn't, he's under gag order. He's trying to get them to interview him, and he'd like to tell them about other spy programs that the government has going. He contends they're spying on millions of people under black box operations other than this so-called spy operation.
You see, there's no claiming it, and I appreciate your call. It's totally documented. Let me explain this.
Well, he was there.
No, I hear you. I know who he is. We're trying to get him on. I'm fully aware of it. Thanks for the call. I understand. He was a witness to all of this, and he's trying to go public, and they're saying, we'll arrest you if you tell the public what you know. Just like FBI agent Robert Wright and all the rest of these people, or Sybil Edmonds. But let me just go over why we know what they're doing. Okay? We may not know what goes on in the boardrooms of Dick Cheney and the New World Order. We don't know exactly what happens in Bilderberg Group, though we get witnesses who were serving them every year to give us data, and it's always panned out to be totally precise. So we do actually know what goes on in some cases. But we don't have to know what goes on in the boardrooms. The manifestation of it at the ground level, you know what the decisions were beforehand when you see the battle formation or when you see the program being carried out. We know when the federal government openly goes and buys billions of dollars a year of private data from credit card companies, from internet companies, and from the state police and others. We know they're using that, quote, in these data mining programs. They announced 3 years ago, remember, they were going to have the, quote, data mining operation where everything you buy, sell, and do, and your bank records and what you own and your census data is to all be, and now has been put, in these big grand databases where AI computers with these algorithm programs go and look for patterns and things, okay? It's like 2 years ago, USA Today had the headline, Scoff Laws Caught by Pizza Orders, I believe was the headline. And it said that a major company nationwide based in Dallas has contracted with all the major pizza chains, the big national ones, that every time you order a pizza and they ask for your name, your number, your proper address, and they put it in a database, that is instantly run through a computer system interfacing with a private company in Dallas. They're hooked in with computers. And then the pizza company gets 20% of fines or fees, even if you're not convicted. And so instead of getting a pizza delivery, it automatically flags, because the cops don't know where you are, but you're telling the truth when a pizza comes. You don't even know you've got a warrant out for that ticket you didn't pay. Okay, and instead, it then flags your new address, and instead, the police department comes out to arrest you instead. Now, folks, that's spying. And that private company then, police departments and the feds subscribe to it. And then they can say, well, the government isn't spying on you. A private company with a former high-level CIA officer founded with government contracts and money, see, it's all privatized, is spying on every pizza you order. So it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. They're doing this all over the place. Then when they get caught, the media tries to minimize it and say it's just Al-Qaeda calls from overseas to America. When admittedly, there are hundreds of articles where the military's out spying on innocuous groups. Peace groups, gun groups, land rights groups. I've had them spy on me. I got video of them walking around with video cameras videotaping me. The U.S. Army, regular Army. Total violation of federal law on its face. So when they're going to have a national debate to condition the public to accept this, they're going to use the least egregious example to condition. And, yeah, I know there's a bunch of whistleblowers, including Tice, who want to go public. And they've been told, you're going to be arrested if you tell anybody what you know. And, of course, they're spying. Whenever the Total Information Awareness Network, remember they publicly said, every email, every letter, every fax, everything you do will be tracked. Everything will be controlled. Remember? And this is a convicted five-time felon, Admiral Poindexter, running it. They got caught, so what'd they do? They privatized it, and Wired Magazine and a few others reported on its exact private location now in the suburbs of D.C. Big old sprawling complex, NSA people in and out of it, and it's a, quote, private company running it with government officials and minions assigned to it. Just right out that they're doing it. But the Washington Post, the New York Times, everybody keeps it all focused on how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. They all have a big debate about, you know, was it right to spy on bin Laden's phone calls when it has nothing to do with it. So I'm glad you bring this up, but it just is so unbelievable. Sounding like a George Bush. All right, let's go ahead and go back to another caller. Alan in Texas. Alan, go ahead. Alan hung up, and Charles just hung up, right? Wolfgang in Kansas City. Go ahead, Wolfgang.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Hi.
I got some good information for you here in Kansas City. We'll be starting a Saturday night program on KCXL, which carries your program during the day. And we'll be discussing political issues and music. And I would like very much if you could call in and do a station ID for us, if that's possible.
Well, what's the name of your show?
It's called Down Home Music and Mayhem on KCXL 1140 AM. It's not my show. It's their show, but I'll be co-hosting it.
Okay, well, be sure and tune in to, what's it called?
Down Home Music and Mayhem.
Be sure and listen to Down Home Music and Mayhem right here on KCXL with Wolfgang and the boys, Liberty, Missouri, Kansas City.
Exactly.
Well, I just did it. You can get it off the archives and use it now.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Alec.
You bet. I appreciate it, Wolfgang. All right. Who's up after Wolfgang? Mark in Maryland. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome. Always nice to talk to you, Mark. Go ahead. You know what? The callers are so scrambled. The names are all scrambled and stuff's going on. I'll just cover news, come back in the next segment and do it. You know, that happens when I don't let callers get on for about 45 minutes and I'm covering news and playing clips.
It's Bob in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk to Bob in Tennessee now. Go ahead, Bob.
I called earlier, Alex. I went and conducted your experiment for you. I took a 28 gauge, shooting 7.5 shot, 2.75-inch shell, Winchester Sporting Clays, 7.5 shot. And at 30 yards, I shot into a double piece of cardboard, which was the size of the torso, 4 foot high, 3 foot wide. Center of impact, that would be the point of aim that I was shooting at. In a 10-inch circle, I penetrated those two pieces of cardboard.
Really? Well, I'm going to do it.
With 92 pieces of shot. When you got out of the 10-inch circle, the pattern began to spread quite a bit. And my total pattern that I can measure is around 42 inches by 33 inches. And that's true, measured off with a tape measure, 30 yards.
What type of shotgun is the 28 gauge?
The 28 gauge I have is a 28-inch barrel, Savage. And it's a single-shot shotgun. It's a 228.
Well, I have to tell you, that's not my experience with the 12 gauges, so I'm going to do the test myself with the tape measure. I'm going to go out and do it in the morning. So how far would you say it penetrated then?
Well, we're talking about cardboard, Alex, and it went through to a double piece of cardboard. But like I said before, I believe the yardage that he was shot at has been exaggerated.
Yeah, it's not going to go through flesh and bone, is it?
I don't think it would go through flesh and bone at 30 yards. Not enough to do the kind of damage they're talking about.
I'm confused by you saying you did this test, and I believe you because I have shot birds at 30 yards, and it knocks them out of the air. And when you get them, you can't even find where a pellet went into them.
Well, I was on my way home when I called you, and I came in, and I happened to have this piece of cardboard laying in here, and I went outside, and that's what I came up with, and I've counted the shots, and like I said, at point of aim in a 92-inch in a 10-inch circle, which I'm calling point of aim, would have been the center of that circle. I placed 92 shots and went through a double piece of cardboard.
But 92 of the pellets were in how big an area?
In a 10-inch circle. In a 28-gauge shell, a 2 3/4-inch shell has 3/4 ounces of shot, a 7.5-inch shot in it.
Yeah.
And then you're shooting at 1,300 feet per second velocity is what a 28-gauge shell has.
Well, it says a 12-gauge at that distance is 6 pounds of pressure, and 6 pounds of pressure won't push a BB into the skin.
Well, I don't know what they're considering 6 pounds of pressure. I know feet per second says the velocity that ammunition is judged by, and they use a chronograph to do that.
Well, I wish you'd videotape that for me and send it to me, but I'm going to do my own test. We'll see what happens.
All right.
I appreciate your call. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Take a few final calls and a few other little news items here. Stay with us. It's Real Talk Radio. I'm Alex Jones.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we're doing our own experiment tomorrow. It'll be up on the website by tomorrow afternoon. You'll be able to see the video of it. We talked to the folks over at Red's Indoor Range, and they really know about ballistics and shotguns, and they said, oh, yeah, 90 feet with a 28-gauge. I mean, there's no way that's... I mean, the maximum, it might go into the skin a little bit, and from my experience, we'll find out what happens. I'm tempted to get a turkey tonight, let it thaw out, and then stick it up on a pole and shoot it and then use tweezers and see how deep it goes in. They got that ballistics gelatin, but we've been calling around to get that. It's not even in Austin. And for a bucket of it to make it up and have the forms, it's like $300, and I'm not going to spend that. We don't have the time to do it anyways. In a week, this story won't even be big anymore. We're just trying to find out what the truth is and expose it. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to say thank you today for something you said earlier. You always get on yourself about going into too much detail when you start a story, but when you were talking about when you worked at the vet and you were cleaning the teeth of those alligator dachshunds, I just started laughing so hard, and I appreciate that. But just to change the subject a little bit, but about Dick Cheney, you know, if this lawyer friend of his dies, wouldn't this be considered manslaughter?
There are mainstream news articles now saying that, and we have Scripps Howard News Service on the shotgun. It was a 7.5 shot, which is like pepper, much smaller than a BB, and we're gonna go out and test it. But yeah, the whole thing's very suspicious.
Right. Well, I hadn't heard anyone bring up the issue about manslaughter. I mean it. I appreciate for that hard belly laugh I got on those little alligator dachshunds. That was
well,
so
yeah,
funny.
No, the dachshund, you can't really put it. You try to put them asleep, but they're still like half awake.
I know. I grew up with dachshunds, and my brothers got them, and that just got me laughing so hard when you gave that description.
Yeah, they're real nice. They try to clean their teeth, and they're knocked out.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it very much.
You bet. Yeah, I know. I was talking about dogs coming in for bird hunters. Dogs coming in with a shot in them, and the vet I work for, Jess Atkins, would x-ray him and then usually go, oh, that's not a big enough problem to pull that shot out. And if it was, he'd to make the person happy if they wanted it, he'd knock them out and sit there and pick out the shot. I mean, up close, 20 yards or so, it'd just be about a half inch in maximum or even less. But, again, I had to shoot through their fur, but the fur isn't too long on a Labrador. And then, of course, there were the pit bulls people used to hunt hogs with. But I don't know. We've spent all day basically babbling about this. The big thing is the Iran situation. They're saying they're going to hit 200 sites. It could happen in late March. That's what's coming out of different sources. And it's just going to be disastrous. And it's just a bunch of globalists running it who want to have World War III because it's all part of setting up their one-world government. And we can't ask too many questions here domestically while we're in the middle of a war. We don't have time to take any more calls. I want to thank all of our affiliates, all of our listeners, all of our sponsors, the folks running the show up in Minnesota, my crew down here in Austin, Texas, home of Whittington, the lawyer. So much happens down here, and we'll be covering that as well as more develops, and we'll do that test tomorrow early in the morning, get in here and try to get it edited together from the raw video, get it up on the web, maybe even air the audio here if I have time to do it. If a shooting range won't let me go out and do a test out there, I'll have to go out in the country where I've got land available to me, and it'll be the next day that you get to see it, I guess Friday. A lot of big guests coming up tomorrow and Friday. Be sure and join us. And remember PrisonPlanet.tv, the membership website, 15 cents a day, monthly, yearly subscriptions, all my films, weekly TV reports, the best audio interviews, it's all there, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv, or go to InfoWars.com to order the books and videos off the secure online bookstore and video store that is expanding every week. We carry hundreds of items now, a lot of new books and videos. Be sure and check them out. All right, get out there and expose evil, expose the new world order. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.